three. I am happy to join with you this time.
Two aspects to it, and it's a kind of vibration which can get into things and modify structures. Oh yes, there's one other point. The pyramids made on the earth are two different side angles. One to the Egyptian pyramids are built to a high ratio, and the Russian pyramids are built to a higher ratio, which is a steeper climb of side. So I rather suspect that the angle of the pyramid is quite flexible, but the orientation of the pyramid is very important.
I think the Central American pyramids are a different ratio again.
Yes.
Of course, the shape dictates the way the sound vibrations are used. And as sound becomes more refined, then it reaches the point of not being audible to human ears.
Yes,
you cannot take one without the other. When you experience the sound within yourselves, remind yourselves of what you then felt. Can you remember?
Yes, I felt an ongoing vibration within self.
Yes, until you became as one.
Yes, and yes, perhaps a better word than ongoing is as a resonance.
Yes, what you should have felt was that sound energy being refined until you became unaware of the human form, and you became as one with the sound energy. So you see, all shapes, all sounds go together. And
yes,
after all, it's not the human form in some shape. And where does the sound rise to? Were you aware of these conditions? Or was it just a little too early for you to recognize what was happening?
Yes,
I feel that it was.
Yes, I was not aware of the sound rising to you in particular.
The sound will always rise to the pinnacle of the shape.
Yes.
To that point within the shape that allows that sound to vibrate at a higher degree.
Yes. So with ourselves, it would rise to the top of the head.
Yes. Yes.
How about a round shape? Because nature, planet system, much more.
Yes.
Round.
You would have a vibration which would be surrounding the whole shape of the circle. No beginning, no end, but there would be a crescendo of something that we cannot discuss at this particular time. I feel that to speak of shapes and energies is what you are now ready to receive.
Yes, I was wondering about a perfect cone on a round base.
Yes.
That would have its energy enhancing effect, but perhaps it would not be a collector of energy in the same way that a pyramid collects.
No, of course not. Because of the base, that would change the energy frequencies. There is so much that can be spoken about energies. And while we speak of energies, my dear friends, have you become aware of the talking going on within your world of harnessing the waters of the seas?
Yes.
I did tell you previously that that was the way forward.
You did indeed. Yes.
So much energy there.
Yes. May we ask now for someone else's thoughts about the pyramids and the energies?
Could you repeat that?
Sorry. Can we have another opinion about what you felt or feel?
I was giving it thought, but I couldn't sort of get much past the idea that it seems like it's a chamber then, like a musical instrument for producing certain vibrations, which I guess it's got a very pragmatic use for the Egyptians and the ancient people. I think you indicated in the past that I understood it, that the pyramids were involved in the travelling to other stars.
Yes, as the gentleman, my dear friend here, has noted that certain shapes and sites of the pyramids relate to those of other planets for the purpose of space travel, which was not unknown to those ancient civilizations.
So they
were they visited by other planets?
Yes.
They were. That's how they gained most of their knowledge.
The knowledge was innate within them, which would make it easier to accept other cultures from other planets. Their knowledge was indeed far superior to anything on this planet at this time.
At that time or this time?
Far superior in their time.
think I would be right in saying that in addition to the pyramid energy that we talked about and how it becomes enhanced, I think I would be right in saying that there were further structures in granite and rock within the Egyptian pyramids to further enhance and develop that energy.
You are correct, and this is something I will discuss with you when we have more people to listen.
Oh,
yes, of course, it is not only shape and sound, but the texture. And remember, as we have said, all things have their own vibration. You all, my dear friends, are nothing but vibration.
Yeah. What came first in the ancient Egyptians, for example, their thoughts? To entomb their dead so that they could pass into spirit more freely, and they believe that they take all their possessions with them. So
that
what
came to a later civilization, the knowledge of which we speak was innate within them.
Oh.
I think we are speaking of a time which is
ten and a half thousand BC
or thereabouts.
Yeah.
A little longer.
Yes.
A friend who visited last week in spirit, who lived quite a long time ago in those, you know, the pyramid must be built. He was aware of the energy of water and food.
As were all of those people. This knowledge belonged to all of that civilization. So, you see, it was normal to them. But gradually, that knowledge was lost.
Why was the knowledge lost, Solomon?
Because of the karma of the people.
They didn't want to listen, I suppose.
Materialization was beginning to take hold. There are many, many reasons. But the downfall of many civilizations was caused by man's own ego. And although that seems too simple, that is the basis of many, many civilizations downfalls. When mankind assumes a role of being the creator.
Was that part of creation? Was that part of man's free will, or was that part of our evolution that we had to lose that to come full circle, which I'm sure one day we will?
Both.
Both.
Yes. Both. Yes.
I think what we're talking about having lost would come under the heading of spiritual attributes.
Yes.
And while one can write down material things and keep records, and the records don't necessarily get lost, but spiritual attributes can be lost.
Very simply.
Through our deviation from spirit. Would that be fair comment?
Yes.
So the wealthier they became and the more natural minerals and gold and everything else they found in the earth that became their downfall.
And the beginning of abuse of all things spiritual.
Yes, including themselves.
Yes, mankind basically in simple terms has lost his way. But as you well know, my dear friends, that is being reversed gradually in your world.
In our lifetime, in our lifetime, this time, to be people in this room, we've just been talking about how many years before Christ? 10,000, did you say? Before Christ?
Well, something that says more than 10,000.
But haven't we come a long way spiritually in the last 100 years, even?
As human beings, let me say it to you this way. You have always been spiritual beings, but you have been in the dark as far as recognizing those spiritual gifts.
Mm.
And perhaps the gifts would not be the correct word this time.
The attributes, as you put it, aren't they?
Yes, they are innate within you. But the recognition of who and what you are over time has become lost. The mankind's focus has been placed in areas of living which are not spiritual.
Yes, yes, we can see that. Yes.
But slowly, as mankind has become more aware and able to accept and understand his own way of thinking, he can rationalize more easily that which he knows to be true.
Mm.
And at this time in your evolution, you cannot deny what you know to be true.
No.
So yes, you could say that you have turned full circle, I believe your words were.
I believe one day we will. I don't think we're there full circle by any means yet.
I would not be here.
Yes,
speaking with you. Yes, there is much work to be done.
Mm. But it's developing at a very fast pace.
Yes, in this one of your centuries, the whole of your planet has become much more aware.
Mm.
Because of the great effort from our world to come to you in many forms and to help you to know and understand who and what you are.
Yes.
And I have to say, my dear friends, apart from all of the other information given, that is what is the most important part of our coming to you. That each one of you, whether it be within this group or in the many, many others throughout your world, it is to recognize and to know that you are spirit. you have the abilities of spirits at your core.
We are making contacts with other people around the world,
yes,
who seem to be active in presenting spiritual information.
Yes. Much is being given.
Can I mention the new contact that we just made, or would that be a digression?
Of course, if you wish.
There's one Victor Zenit in Australia who is a retired lawyer, and he is presenting evidence of the continuing life in spirit. And he's very active and has a website, and his findings are going out to the world. And he recently, he's seven times sat in with a group. And there's a David Tolson, who is a medium in the Australian group, and he seems to be very good at materializations. And he has materialized Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and the materialized form shook hands with Victor Zenit. He was most impressed by this, and I wondered if you would have any comment about the idea of shaking hands with a materialized form.
But there should be no doubt within your mind, my dear friends, that this can take place.
Oh no, there's no doubt in my mind.
Firstly, I would say this to you, that form of mediumship is becoming quite rare,
yes,
today, because very few people are prepared to sit as diligently as the one you have mentioned to allow this phenomenon to occur. But I would say to you, materialization is good for all of your senses, because not only can you touch, you see, you experience the whole form of those who have gone. They can speak to you, therefore your hearing senses are in force, and there can be no doubt when this occurs that spirit is indeed.
So if our friend Victor is impressed in this way, and recounts that in turn to the world, this is a useful presentation of evidence, can we say?
It has already been presented to your world by many people.
Yes.
But let me say that as long as you have skeptical people, the most amazing what you call evidence will not shake their foundations. But to those who are seeking, it is the kind of evidence which cannot be disputed. But again, as human beings, there are always doubts and suspicions. And as in all forms of mediumship, it takes personal experience sometimes for people to fully accept.
Yes.
So do not be surprised that this wonderful evidence is ridiculed by some. But I would say, apart from healing, it is one of the best forms of mediumship as far as giving evidence goes.
I can perhaps add that there's also been a materialization of the jazz musician Louis Armstrong, and with him singing, and these things can now be, the sound can be played through computers today, so that the evidence, I take your point that there will still be many who remain skeptical, of course, but the evidence itself and its presentation are, I think, becoming more impressive.
If you are a seeker of truth, then of course you would be impressed. But as I have said, my dear friend, the past century of your living here on this planet has produced much evidence in the form of materialization, and still people wish to deny what they see with their own eyes.
Yes, you're absolutely right, of course.
But I would say that this type of mediumship should never be lost, and we are trying to encourage those who are capable of it to develop and come forward. But of course, it takes many years of dedication from our world and from the medium involved.
Going back to the subject of energy, Simon, the ancient practice of Feng Shui, which is part of altering the energies within our own environment.
Yes.
That would be, obviously that would be a bit similar, but very much smaller, same vibration as we mentioned with the pyramids, wouldn't it?
Because everything has a vibration, not only human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Everything vibrates at a different speed.
Even a man-made material?
Yes.
Within.
Everything that exists vibrates. Or what you are speaking of is recognizing the best use of the energies available, whether it belongs to a light bulb or to a phase or whatever.
So we can all experiment within our own environments, can't we?
Yes.
We don't have to necessarily follow what somebody else has tried.
Yes, you should have that inner feeling
for
what is right. And that would be a much better way to go. And not only be aware of the outer energies, but what is far more important
is what you feel with
what is you that you recognize that inner energy.
Mm.
And that then, my dear friend, returns you back to energy within the body and would help.
Yes. Yes, of course.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that is a good way to go.
Mm. It's something I'm so interested in. I'm definitely going to really try and meditate and concentrate on that.
It would be far better that you became your own finely attuned instrument.
Mm.
And then you can become aware of all forms of mediumship which surround you in this lifetime.
Yes. It's a human feeling, but I feel very frustrated sometimes, that, you know, which is a negative feeling, I know, all the information that is within, not to spend so much time. It's the giving it the time.
Yes.
It's giving it the time. But
the knowledge is worth waiting for.
I think it's an excitement rather than frustration.
Yes.
I don't think frustration is the right word. It's an excitement. Richard and I were talking about the knowledge that you have given us. He said, you know, you could be sitting within a group of people on a train or a bus, and suddenly you have this overwhelming sense of, I know, and you kind of want to shout and share that knowledge.
Yes.
That you know you have to be one step at a time and tread carefully. I know exactly how you feel.
Yes, but my dear friend, you must learn how to harness what you call your excitement.
Mm-hmm.
You must harness that energy within. And then whatever comes from within is what is supposed to happen in your lives.
Yes.
It will be a natural emergence of spirit. But I understand your words, and I understand your impatience, if I may use that word, to create a situation of your knowing and your knowledge.
Yes. I'm sure we've all felt that, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Does anyone else wish to comment?
That was just going to say that just letting it gradually the information come out or the knowing come out. And I do find, although I think I've got a tremendously long way to go, but I am beginning to just suddenly things, I think, I'm seeing words differently. Yeah, just beginning to, the light is beginning to dawn, perhaps I should say that. Yeah, various things.
That is the kind of words I like to hear. If but one or two of you feels that the knowledge gained is helping you in your expansion of knowledge, then that is so good.
To feel too, so thank you.
But is it not just a recognition of who you are?
Yes, I'm sure it is.
It's just and not only who you are, but who you have been, and the whole form of your spirit.
Mm.
That is what you are giving out. Not only of who you are in this lifetime, but all of that knowledge that has been gained in times gone by.
those people, I only can refer to those in this room. I know that we're all used as beacons of light, if that's the right way to describe it.
Yes.
Many, many people come to us, do they not? You said, haven't you, Sarah?
Yes.
Many people are drawn.
And can I say to you also, my dear friends, that people are drawn to your lights, even without your knowledge. They would be attracted to that spiritual light without your knowledge. So, you see, your work as channels of light are spreading all over the time.
And I've begun to recognize when those other people, like-minded people that you may not even have met before, you're very much drawn to. I'm drawn to them as well.
Yes.
And in conversation, it comes out, it's amazing.
Yes.
That they're on a level, you know, they understand. Few words are needed to be exchanged.
Because your spiritual lights are compatible, shall we say, you are drawn together. That works also with those people, and I am sure you recognize also that there are certain individuals who you feel you cannot approach or become too close to.
Yeah.
That is the energy pool between opposites, yes. So instead of coming closer together, you feel you must
avoid.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a good
part. So we shouldn't feel guilty about this?
No.
Right.
But what you must not do is to pass judgment.
No.
But to step back and to leave the situation as it is. Yes.
So it's still nice to smile.
Yes. But be careful of any negative thinking. So you see again, all of life is an energy.
Can't get away from that word. That's how we started, and that's the conversation.
Yes. We are now beginning to realize that thought and energy patterns are as one, and how you use those energies in the way of thought is most important to your spiritual well-being. Now, my dear friends, I feel for now I have spoken enough, but we will continue when we have a fuller group together, in order that my words are heard by them most.
We will get a copy of the what you said today in the room.
Yes, but it will give them the opportunity to ask any questions before we move on to something different.
Yes,
it's
been a very interesting evening, and I'm sure we all of us look forward to some further discussion of the pyramid energies.
And you see also, my dear friends,
And that is what you are all achieving, my dear friends. So as I leave you, again I say to you, place yourselves in the love of the great creative force, and all will be well. I also remain close to each one of you, and will try